This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Andrew Luck was a huge shock to many, but not us here on the KNC Masterpiece, because we've been talking about this for a while. I know it's kind of tongue-in-cheek about what I was suggesting could happen, but the more I thought about it, the more I believed it. The question is, does he deserve all the criticism that he's getting, not only from national media members, local media members, but also the fan base? 877-881-1053. This is what it sounded like as he was leaving the stadium.
I get it.
And I wonder if he knew yet, if he knew why they were booing him as he was leaving the stadium, because you saw him on the sideline during this preseason game hanging out with all of his teammates and everything. And I believe what happened is the Colts franchise, somebody in the front office leaked this information. It gets out. It spills everywhere. Schefter throws it up on the Twitters. And then all of a sudden, the fans are seeing it in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
They're checking their smartphones. People are freaking out about what's going on. And they're like, oh my gosh, is this really true? And I don't know if they even knew that it was factual yet, but they already started to boo this guy as he was walking out of the stadium.
Okay, so there's a couple of things. First of all, I haven't really seen very much negative press for him. Like, I saw Gottlieb and like maybe one other person.
I saw Troy Aikman take Gottlieb down after that, but too.
Steve Berline said it was okay. It was unacceptable.
So not former people, Cowboy great.
There are
Kevin.
A couple of different
okay,
people.
Okay, so Gottlieb and Berline, so not people that matter. I've seen people tripping over themselves to try to defend him. So I don't think I don't think I've seen very much criticism of him. And then I saw something that Ben said that I disagree with 100%. And he said everybody who booed him is an a-hole. Why? You have every right to boo him because you're a fan of the team. You can react however you like. As long as, like, I'm fine with the booing or the cheering. As long as you don't say, like, anything negative about, like, his family or anything like that. If you just boo and that's the extent of it, oh, no. Can you not handle that? You're getting booed because you're not going to play for their team anymore. Welcome to the world of fandom, where people have extreme reactions all the time. And I think the Colts fans do have a right to be, they can react however they want. And if they're upset, they can be upset because their quarterback is not going to be there anymore. They can be upset at the timing of it, or they can be upset because the draft pick that was going to save the franchise yet again was a disappointment. Like, I think they can react for any of those reasons, and I don't think that that makes you an a-hole because you booed him. I don't believe that whatsoever.
Dude, I think this is the first time that Kevin has approached this kind of topic without telling people how to fan.
That's weird.
I mean, every time dude, we talk about anything, Kevin's like, no, you can't do this. And I'm always like, hold on, Kevin, don't tell people how to fan. We've been doing this for quite some time now. But Kevin, you're telling people that they can fan any way they want to.
I mean, I learned important lessons throughout the history of the show. And one of them is not to tell people how to fan. So if they choose to fan like that, I think it's perfectly fine. But I also think, like,
I wonder, were they booing him?
Yes.
Is there any way that they were booing the organization? I mean, there's no way to look at this, at the Colts organization, and think that they haven't failed him for years in protecting him and doing everything that they could to make sure that this quarterback had every opportunity to succeed. They gave him all the time, but I wonder if fans are kind of upset about the, and I understand the timing. This is a pretty good team. They had a pretty good season last year, and they were expecting to go to the next place.
Sure.
But I do wonder if they're looking at this organization and just saying, man, how you guys keep falling apart since we don't have Peyton Manning around here.
They might, but in that moment, that's not, like, I don't think fans think, like, I mean, not all fans, but I don't think most fans think, like, multi-layered like that in the moment. I think in the moment, they just heard it, and they're like, boo. But there was probably one guy in the, you know, first level who's like, I am booing, not for the player, but for the inability to stack the team around him. But I think in the moment, most people were just booing because they were angry that he was leaving the team.
How are they supposed to react? The people that are saying that they're asshats
They want him to get a standing ovation, which I think is absurd.
All those fans just got hit with, by the way, all your hopes and dreams about stuff. about this season, because y'all, you know, looked pretty good last year and looked like things were growing, and hopefully maybe here comes the cavalry with Andrew Luck, and he'll get better and he'll get over this injury and he'll show up and y'all will do something in the playoffs. All those fans that are sitting there around with that in their minds look at their phone and go, and the season's over.
Mm-hmm.
And your reaction to, by the way, your football team that you're looking forward to just lost a major cog because this guy, who, reasons or not, the Colts letting him down or not, not protecting him, the fact that a couple of times he's worn a New Orleans Saint as a backpack because of how he was getting tackled. Yes, okay, these are bad things, and all the injuries are bad things, and yes, he may have a reason to go, but the fans, dear God, they just got kicked in the stomach by that guy.
Mm-hmm.
By that guy. Right?
Yeah. No, yes. From the 559, you can have the right to boo. Doesn't mean it's okay. I don't understand why it's not okay. Like, I don't understand that opinion. I don't understand opinions by the people like Ben, because I look this up, and I just don't get it. So, like, when he was drafted, and it's probably not his fault, but when he was drafted, number one, he was viewed as maybe the best quarterback prospect in like a generation. He was going to change the game for them yet again, just like Peyton did. In the time that he was there, never made an all-pro team. He led the league in passing TDs in 2014 and was the comeback player of the year in 2018. Those are his individual accomplishments. He made it to the divisional round in 13 and 18 and to the conference championship in 2014, of which they were so excited they hung a banner for that, if I recall correctly. So Andrew Luck's career was a disappointment by, I think, most people's metrics. The fact
really?
That RG3 is still in the league and he's not anymore is a really bizarre thing that I haven't really come to grips with yet. Personally, I think Andrew Luck's career is a disappointment. And if you think that the player was a disappointment, like, what do they need to cheer him for? Because they appreciate the time that he put into the franchise? Well, like, rock on. But you were also compensated at the time to an unprecedented level to do your job. So if you want to cheer for him, awesome, cheer for him. But if you want to boo him because of any of those reasons, I don't see a problem with that at all.
That being said, I also think there's a possibility he doesn't care if they booed him or not.
Right.
There's a possibility that he's looking at it and going, I can't play this game anymore.
No, that's definitely not the case.
I don't want to play this game anymore.
Andrew Luck also, he said it himself, and I'll let you hear the audio, how the booing affected him.
I'd be lying if I didn't say I heard the reaction. Yeah, it hurt. I'll be honest, chap. It hurt.
All right, maybe that's the decision when you were thinking about all the things to go ahead and set yourself up into retirement. And you weren't thinking about that part of it. If you were going to consider doing it, you didn't think how the fans would react in that situation. But I think if you're walking away from something that you really don't care about that much, and you find out that they really didn't care about you that much either, then you're just like, okay, whatever, move on from it. And I think that's what he's going to do. I've been joking about him going to the XFL and playing there for cheaper for a long time just to be under daddy's wing. But
it's back in play now, baby.
You're the face of the franchise in that situation, man. You're the face of the entire league. And that dude right there, he can throw a beautiful football, man. He really can. He's got a great arm.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You think dad's going to do everything he can to make sure that that kid's protected so that they can continue that franchise on after what they did by stealing him away from the NFL while the NFL's in a lockout situation because they can't get the CBA under wraps with their guys? So, yeah, I think it would be a perfect opportunity for him not to get clobbered and be protected by somebody else. But I'm perfectly fine. I'm okay with the booing. I have no problem about that. We express our thoughts and sentiments in any way, shape, or form. But it's all, he has every right to walk away from the game too.
Oh, no, I don't disagree with that at all. And somebody said you shouldn't boo somebody for choosing health over money just because we all think we like that life from the 817. But again, I don't think that's why they were booing, because I don't think you get that primal reaction like that immediately. You don't take the time to think about like the different levels of that. They're booing because they are viewing you as abandoning their team. But I do agree with you. Of course he has every right to do it. And I do respect the fact that he decided, instead of getting my guaranteed $64 million over the next couple of years, then I would rather step away from something that I'm not passionate about. I'm 100% fine with that as well. I just don't understand the current culture where the only way you can react is the way that I think that you should react. If people think that he should have been stood up for and applauded for giving his body to the franchise, then right on. I hope you did that. If people think that you could have stood up and booed because you don't think that he was worth the pick and he didn't live up to the hype and you think he's quitting on the team, then I think 100% you should be able to do that. Why do you get labeled an a-hole because you don't have the exact same view? Like, I think that's one of the problems with today's culture. If you don't think exactly the way I think, you're a bad person.
Right.
Hold on. I feel like the reason why people are labeling these people who are booing as an a-hole is not necessarily because of difference of a reaction. Is because if your visceral reaction is to immediately go, you're leaving me, there's like, that is in its nature very selfish. And I understand like fandom can be that. However, like, you have seen what this guy has gone through to come back, and like, he has given his body. He was peeing blood at one point because he had a lacerated kidney. And like, none of these fans are new to this. They understand this about Andrew Luck. And we also understand like the type of guy he is. We've seen that time and time again. So like, for you to immediately jump to, I'm going to boo him in the face of everything that he's been, It feels odd, particularly because he's not the type of player that we looked at as some level of problem, some level of selfish guy.
Why are we pretending like that's only in sports? That's everything in the history of everything. Like, you can go to any business where, like, let's say the computer system is busted up and that person is having the worst day ever at their job, and then you take it out on them. Like, everybody does that in every walk of life. Why are we acting like this is exclusive to Andrew Luck in sports?
No, people do it. And in those cases, we call them, you know, jackwagons, right? Like, we call them a-holes in those situations as well, right? Like, just because they may have a right to do it does not mean we don't have the right to label them as, like, being jerks.
Mm. And I think that characterization is inaccurate. I really do.
Man, again, they just saw on their phone. They just looked down and there was a tweet that said, Andrew Luck is retiring. No, nobody said, hey, this could possibly happen. Nobody was throwing out rumors. This was completely out of the blue. By the way, Colts fans that are sitting in the stands right now and you see this guy down here, you do not have time to add up what makes this happen. You don't have time to go, oh yeah, but remember what all the good things that he's done for us and all the good things that he's done for this city. That's after this reaction. The initial reaction is, oh crap, you're leaving?
Wait, hold on. Was there like some edict that said they had to react to it vocally in that moment? No, they made that decision.
No, had to, but that's just being a human. Like, whatever happens, you have a natural reaction. How many times have you had a natural reaction and then later on, either you regret it or rethink it? But that doesn't change how you reacted in the moment.
Are you talking about like the hole in the wall that I've had to patch up a couple times?
Yes, exactly. Because you have natural reactions that you're not always proud of, and I'm sure plenty of these people will look back and be like, I wish I hadn't booed, because you just react the way you react in the moment. Like, then you can reflect on it later. That's part of being a human.
And if you're not proud of it, that probably tells me you were being a jackwagon.
Okay, like, for those people, I agree. For those people who weren't proud of it, absolutely. I'm going to tell you this right now, Reggie. Wouldn't be the first time in retrospect I felt like a jackwagon. It certainly won't be the last time in retrospect I feel like a jackwagon.
Basically, all these guys, all these fans just snubbed their toe at church and got about half of the F-bomb out before they realized where they were.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But Corey, I have the saddest thing to let you know.
Do check out, though, my piece on 105.3thefan.com that says that he has every right to do what he did.
Sure.
Because
I agree with that.
If you don't love it, I mean, there's no reason to continue doing it.
What if people boo your piece on 105.3 The Fan?
That's fine. You can boo that. I'm not going to tell you how to read.
The click?
Can't tell you how to read.
All right, but I do have one more.
I mean, there is a set way how to read, and if you're not reading it like that.
I do have one more sad note for you. This from the desk of Captain Andrew Luck.
Oh.
Dearest mother, the quill has never felt more heavy. I have made the decision to holster my sidearm permanently. I shall battle no more. The decision is difficult, but as the hogs taught me, I must be true to myself. I'm coming home to care for you and the farm, Andrew.
I think the best way to read that is to listen to The General by Dispatch. Listen to that song at the same time. I hear they perfectly pair up, like Dark Side of the Moon and whatever movie that was.
Wizard of Oz. Yeah.